one acquainted with the night. I have walked out in rain and back in rain. I have outwalked the furthest city light. I have looked down the saddest city lane. I have passed by the watchman on his beat and dropped my eyes, unwilling to explain. I have stood still and stopped the sound of feet. When far away, an interrupted cry came over houses from another street. But not to call me back or say goodbye, and further still at an unearthly height, one luminary clock against the sky. Proclaim the time was neither wrong nor right. I have been one acquainted with the night. By Robert Frost. Hello, people. I'm Gordon. Welcome to the show. And, I decided to open the show today with Robert Frost. Several reasons. Number one, I love Robert Frost. He's by far, in my opinion, one of the better poets out there. Also, I think because just recently, yesterday, if you want to be technical, I finally purchased my freedom, which is I now have a scooter, the bike. I'm now able to roam, come and go as I want. And so today I hopped on the old scooter for a little ride. I did. For hours, I just kept driving. Went at my back, as they say. Well, there was no wind. It was just hot heat. But I was driving around and I was out in the middle of nowhere in Korea. Just nothing but farm fields all around me. And I was pretty much the only person you would see driving along these little back roads. And it was there I kind of took in the beauty. And it was just kind of a nice way to relax, see some scenery, see some things I haven't seen before. And when I'm in those moments, that's when I'm reminded of Robert Frost, who writes a lot of these poems, a lot of his poetry. Tends to be focused on nature, right? Kind of about how man deals with it. So that's why I wanted to start with that. So what is it about the open road, just driving, being on your own? So, I don't know. There's freedom I can go in. No one's telling me which direction. Do I need to take a right? Do I need to take a left? It's up for me to decide, you know. And I felt, for the first time in a long time, a sense of freedom. Because for the last several years, I felt like I'm stuck in a prison. That's why I call this the Gloomy Goomy, because I'm broadcasting from the lookout tower. Deep in the heart of the Gloomy Goomy here in South Korea. But I will say, for almost 3 years that I've been here in Gumi, today was the first day that Gumi was no longer gloomy. But oddly, it was beautiful. Don't tell everybody that. It's a secret between us. Please don't tell everybody. My reputation's on the line here, okay? So there you have it. I kind of want to continue with this theme. I'm going to read you some more passages from Robert Frost. He's definitely one of my heroes. And some of the poems I'm going to read are just kind of more reflective upon kind of how I feel my experience was today. The farmhouse lingers, though averse to square, with the new city street it has to wear a number in. But what about the brook that held the house as in an elbow crook? I ask one who knew the brook, its strength and impulse, having dipped a finger length and made it leap my knuckle, having tossed the flower to try its current where they crossed. The meadow grass could be cemented down from growing under pavements of a town, the apple trees be sent to hearthstone flame. Is water wood to serve a brook the same? How else disposed of an immortal force, no longer needed, staunch at its source? With cinder loads dumped down, the brook was thrown deep in a sewer dungeon under stone, in fetid darkness, still to live and run, and all for nothing it had never done, except for to go in fear, perhaps. No one would know, except for ancient maps, that such a brook ran water. But I wonder if from its being kept forever under, the thoughts may not have risen that so keep this new built city both work and sleep.
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell, and I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell. Talking about the way things change, and my family lives in a different state. And if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate. So if you don't know what to make of this, then we will not relate.
Rivers till I reach you.
you. Till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers till I reach you.
That was Rivers and Roads by The Head and the Heart. What a great song. That I'd play songs and poetry that are kind of fitting the theme of the open road, the open air, the sun, the shine, the smell of summer, the just being free. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and the frozen lake. It's the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there's some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep. But I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. Again, that too is another Robert Frost poem called Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Yes, I know it's summer. We're in the dead heat of it. I'm talking about woods and snow. Well, just deal with it, all right? I know it's more of a winter poem, but I'm a little hot and a little cooling down sounds kind of nice, right? At least I do. Anyway, so what do you guys think? I'd like to get some feedback. You can email me at thegordonpodcast@gmail.com. I will be nice. I will write right back to you. You can request something. All right. So how's everyone's summer going? Going good? Is it going bad? Mine? Well, it's kind of boring, but now that I got the scooter, it's going to be a lot more fun, people. Tomorrow, I'm going to try a big journey, a big trip. And hopefully, I won't get lost. So we'll see. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And sorry, I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how the way leads on away, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. That was The Road Not Taken, once again, by Robert Frost. There's a theme here, people. It's Robert Frost all day, all evening, all night. That's what it's about, okay? Because he is one of my inspirations, and which is rare for me because normally not too many things inspire me. So, he's one of them. So read his works, people. Please do. And let me tell you a little something, okay? I don't tell this to many people, but I will tell you, because I'm sure the few that are listening to this probably do care and probably wondering. Several years ago, I was kind of suffering with some serious depression, you know, crying for no reason at all. And one day I was trying to think about why am I depressed? What's causing my loneliness? So I decided to start reading Robert Frost. And I was reading many of his poems. And I realized all his poems, for the most part, are all about beauty. There's no way you could read his poetry and not get a sense of beauty and or be awestruck in some way. I'll tell you, that kind of changed me around. Turned me around. Yeah, I still have days of depression and moments where life is dull and gloom. But every once in a while, I'll read a little Frost and kind of be reminded of the grace that surrounds us, you know? It's that simple.
Hallelujah.
one is by one of my favorite songs that's in regards to of beauty and nature. The name of that song was called Grain Towers and Telephone Poles by the Gloria Record. I really enjoy them, so check them out. They're really good. When I see birches bend to left and right, across the lines of straighter, darker trees, I like to think some boy's been swinging them. But swinging doesn't bend them down to stay as ice storms do. Often you must have seen them loaded with an ice sunny winter morning after rain. They click upon themselves as the breeze rises and turn many colored as their stir cracks and crazes their enamel. Soon the sun's warmth makes them shed crystal shells, shattering and avalanching on the snow crust. Such heaps of broken glass to sweep away, you'd think the inner dome of heaven had fallen. They're dragged to the withered bracken by the load, and they seem not to break, though once they are bowed so low for long, they never right themselves. You may see their trunks arcing in the woods, years afterwards trailing their leaves on the ground, like girls on hands and knees that throw their hair before them over their heads to dry in the sun. But I was going to say, when truth broke in with all her matter of fact about the ice storm, I should prefer to have some boy bend them as he went out to fetch the cows. Some boy too far from town to learn baseball, whose only play was what he found himself, summer or winter, and could play alone. One by one, he subdued his father's trees by riding them down over and over again until he took the stiffness out of them. And not one but hung limp. Not one was left for him to conquer. He learned all there was to learn about not launching out too soon and so not carrying the tree away, clear to the ground. Well, he always kept his poise to the top branches, climbing carefully with the same pains he used to fill a cup up to the brim and even above the brim. Then he flung outward, feet first with a swish, kicking his way down through the air to the ground. So was I, once myself a swinger of birches. And so I dream of going back to be. It's when I'm weary of considerations and life is too much like a pathless wood, where your face burns and tickles with cobwebs broken across it, and one eye is weeping from a twig's having lashed across it open. I'd like to get away from earth a while and then come back to it and begin over. May no fate willfully understand me and have grant what I wish and snatch me away, not to return. Earth is the right place for love. I don't know where it's likely to go better. I'd like to go by climbing a birch tree and climb black branches up a snow-white trunk toward heaven, till the tree could bear no more but dipped its top and set me down again. That would be good, with going and coming back. One could do worse than being a swinger of birches. That was the poem called Birches, of course, written by Robert Frost. That's by far one of my, actually, it's my second favorite of his poems. I really enjoy it. I just love the imagery, the boy bending the birches. Well, we're coming to an end here. It's the last few minutes of the program. Gordon's gotta go away. So I'll leave you with this. It's another poem by Robert Frost. And this is my favorite poem of his. It's called The Pasture. I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear, I may. I shan't be gone long. You come too. I'm going out to fetch the little calf that's standing by the mother. It's so young, it totters when she licks it with her tongue. I shan't be gone long. You come too.